Comedian Adam Sandler stars and is the executive producer of the new movie Mr. Deeds, a remake of the 1936 Frank Capra classic Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. Sandler plays the role originated by Gary Cooper. Film critic Henry Sheehan says Adam Sandler is no Gary Cooper.
Adam Sandler's last movie, Little Nicky, laid a box office egg and was the first sign that the comedian's six-year run of hits, a delight to some, a mystery to many, was coming to an end. Sandler's latest, Mr. Deeds, would seem to confirm the trend. A work of stunning ineptitude and blind egotism, it's a remake of Frank Capra's 1936 Oscar winner, though Sandler is obviously counting on the fact that his fans have never seen the original. It looks like a career ender, unless you happen to have been at the Cannes Film Festival last month. There, Sandler unveiled his next movie, Punch Drunk Love, which he produced and starred in, and which turned out to be one of the highlights of a festival full of good films. Sandler had either the courage or the ruthlessness to abandon his usual collaborators for the chance to work with writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson, the once-promising director of Boogie Nights. Anderson had his own career troubles thanks to the self-indulgent and pretentious Magnolia. A fan of Sandler, he had seen the possibilities of expanding the comedian's screen persona into something beyond the wacky vulgarian of his early movies. On the evidence of Mr. Deeds, it's obvious Sandler yearns to make that leap, but he can't do it with his usual crew. It's hard to communicate just how bad a movie this is. This story of an unsuccessful New Hampshire greeting card poet who inherits a fortune from an unknown uncle is shot and staged with the elan of a Sunday morning talk show. If director Stephen Brill is looking for excuses, he can point a finger at the witless screenplay and at the cast. Though it's larded with Winona Ryder and John Turturro, it features only one good performance, Peter Gallagher's as a villainous businessman out to fleece Deeds of his dough. The most serious problem, though, is Sandler's indecision over what type of performer he is now. Unlike the Deeds in Capra's film, who was played by Gary Cooper, Sandler's character has yet to sell a single greeting card verse, and it's obvious why. They're too gross. Sandler's doggerel lets him keep his old, vulgar self in the movie, while in other scenes, he gets to construct a more dashing and romantic self. Here, for example, Deeds has come to New York, a town of danger as far as he's concerned. Winona Ryder, a producer for a TV tabloid show, sets Deeds up with a phony mugging, all the better to cozy up to him. Still, Deeds is acting heroically, at least in his own mind.
This could get dangerous.
No, he said he likes ladies in distress, not men who wear too much cologne. Oh, there he is.
New York City tour, Tommy.
You're welcome,
okay,
Deeds.
Hidden cameras on, ready to go.
Molest me.
Marty, you molest me.
You got it.
Oh, God.
Come on,
help! Help, I'm being mugged! Help! Help, I'm being mugged! Stop it.
Good luck. See you at the office.
Don't worry, I'll get him.
Oh, shoot!
Stop right there!
Damn it!
What's your problem, pal?
Got your pocketbook? Get a job, pal.
Moments like this, which culminate with a solemn Sandler acting as if he's the moral center of the universe, make your skin crawl. Not even Capra's Deeds displayed that arrogance. On the contrary, Capra's film is his best romantic comedy and features one of Gene Arthur's most appealing performances. Cooper provides the underlying masculinity necessary to make a weirdo like Deeds likably plausible, and the movie's underlying theme, that money and mass media enforce conformity, rings true even today. But where does that leave Sandler in Punch Drunk Love? Anderson discovers the perfect halfway point for Sandler's vulgar and romantic sides, casting him as a toilet plunger wholesaler in the San Fernando Valley who falls in love with Emily Watson. At the same time, the lonely Sandler innocently gets involved with a phone sex ring that tries to blackmail him. More important than story elements, Anderson has invented a subtle level of stylization that gives the movie a modern fairy tale lift. The question is, after the debacle of Mr. Deeds, is anyone going to be around to care about Adam Sandler? I hope so.
Henry Sheehan is a film critic living in Los Angeles.